Mark Manson's Models has become a cultural phenomenon, reshaping how an entire generation of men approach dating and relationships. Unlike typical dating advice that promises magical pickup lines, this book has earned praise from relationship therapists, dating coaches, and even feminist writers for its refreshing honesty about masculinity. With over 1 million copies sold and translations in 15 languages, it's become required reading for men seeking authentic connections. What makes this book so revolutionary? It dares to suggest that true attraction comes not from manipulation, but from becoming a better, more authentic version of yourself. A message that resonates deeply in our age of performative social media personas and dating app superficiality. The fundamental question that plagues men, what truly attracts women, has spawned countless theories, from pickup artistry to evolutionary psychology. Yet most approaches fail because they misunderstand the core principle. Female attraction is inversely proportional to male neediness. Women don't judge status primarily through material possessions, but through behavior, particularly how invested a man is in others' perceptions versus his own self-perception. Throughout human history, high-status men demonstrated this quality by remaining unfazed by threats and rejection. This isn't something women consciously calculate, but intuitively feel through observing behavior. Consider two contrasting examples. Jim rearranges his schedule for women, spends lavishly on them, and tolerates mistreatment to avoid conflict. His girlfriends rarely respect him and eventually leave. Jeff, meanwhile, lives on his own terms, isn't bothered when women reject him, and only makes time for those he genuinely enjoys. Women sense Jeff's lower emotional investment immediately, which communicates high status and triggers attraction. The seduction process occurs when a man induces a woman to become more invested than he is. This happens either by giving a false impression of lower investment through manipulation, or by genuinely being less invested through inner development. The first method offers short-term results, the second creates lasting change. This explains why traditional pickup advice often fails. Pickup artists attempt to solve what Manson calls the investment paradox, teaching men how to show interest without appearing interested. But women aren't fooled by rehearsed lines or techniques. They judge status by all your behavior, toward them, others, and yourself, most of which is nonverbal and subconscious. When a man gets laid after using routines, countless other factors might be responsible: resemblance to an ex, her emotional state, or simply timing. The fatal flaw in traditional dating advice is that creating theories to attract women is just as needy as buying roses and begging. The answer isn't finding new ways to mislead women, it's actually becoming high status and confident through a new mindset that generates naturally attractive behaviors. Vulnerability represents a profound form of power, yet most men mistakenly associate it with weakness. True vulnerability isn't cowering or begging for acceptance. It's standing tall, speaking your truth, and remaining unconcerned with others' judgments. It's admitting mistakes, expressing emotions freely, and accepting rejection without desperation. When undertaking any behavioral change, you'll experience an initial pain period, an uncomfortable phase where you struggle, fail, and feel exposed. Most people avoid this vulnerability at all costs, finding it embarrassing and unpleasant. The more you've suppressed emotions throughout life, the more painful these vulnerable actions become. Whether approaching women, calling someone you like, or going for a first kiss, these moments require opening yourself to vulnerability. This discomfort leads to procrastination, rationalization, and avoidance. But gradually, you'll learn that rejection and mistakes are acceptable. Women don't dislike men for their imperfections. They're attracted to those who can acknowledge flaws and laugh at themselves. Becoming comfortable with vulnerability makes you the opposite of needy. By experiencing rejection, you're forced to develop genuine self-worth. This process often unleashes pent-up emotions, anger, frustration, shame, that may temporarily manifest as irrational behavior. Some men overcorrect by becoming fake alphas, but most eventually find balance through self-awareness. Vulnerability resolves the investment paradox in attraction. Women are drawn to higher status men, less needy, but also aroused by men who desire them. When desire is shown without neediness, it's attractive. With neediness, it's unattractive. A vulnerable man can openly express interest without seeming desperate because his subcommunication says, "I'm totally okay with the idea of you rejecting me." True vulnerability requires authenticity. Compliments and statements must be unconditional and genuine, not manipulative tactics to get something in return. What you say matters far less than why you say it. Even when lying about yourself, your true character inevitably shines through. People sense inconsistencies in behavior that don't match your claims. This applies to common tactics like pretending not to be interested in a woman. Your subtle cues and body language will betray your true feelings. Men who lavish women with compliments and gifts aren't being honest about their intentions. They're making conditional transactions, expecting affection in return. This subtle manipulation communicates neediness and desperation. True honesty must be unconditional, given as a gift with nothing expected in return. When a compliment comes from a man seeking nothing back, it becomes infinitely more powerful. Establishing clear boundaries is essential to demonstrating non-neediness. A confident man tells a woman when she's out of line, rather than ignoring offensive behavior to please her. This isn't about imposing yourself on others, but maintaining your own standards. When women flake on dates or play games, directly communicate that you value your time and expect the same respect. This honesty often stuns women. They either apologize and become genuinely attracted or walk away, saving both parties time. Self-awareness is prerequisite to establishing boundaries. The author discovered personal truths about his relationship with his mother, fear of commitment, and obsession with masculinity, insights that allowed him to express previously stifled emotions. He realized his pursuit of hot club girls wasn't about genuine attraction, but seeking validation and redemption from high school rejections. To overcome neediness, one must identify its root causes, whether inexperience, past rejection, or anger. For the author, growing up primarily with his mother led him to seek male approval, while being left by his girlfriend created anger toward women, a perfect recipe for a nice guy turned fake alpha. Only by recognizing and accepting these emotional truths could he release his investment in women's approval. Rather than trying to appeal to everyone, successful dating requires polarizing women's reactions through authenticity. Women you find attractive fall into three categories: receptive, showing clear interest; neutral, undecided; and unreceptive, unavailable or uninterested. With unreceptive women, identify them quickly and move on. They're time sinks that rarely convert regardless of effort. The friend zone and pursuing women in happy relationships are particularly wasteful pursuits. Once friend-zoned, escape is nearly impossible, especially after months without expressing sexual interest. When a woman says, "I have a boyfriend," take it at face value and move on. Women genuinely willing to cheat rarely mention their partners until just before or after hooking up. With neutral women, your goal is to polarize them quickly by expressing your authentic self vulnerably. This forces them to become either receptive or unreceptive, as women who remain neutral eventually become unreceptive. Polarization is your primary strategy, being forthright about who you are, how you feel, and what you think. This approach weeds out unreceptive women, pushes neutral women to decide how they feel about you, and demonstrates non-neediness that makes more neutral women become receptive. The common "be liked by all, hated by none" strategy fails because attraction is inherently confrontational and controversial. You must accept being controversial or resign yourself to everyone remaining neutral toward you. When you express your truth vulnerably, telling a woman she's beautiful, teasing her about her earrings, putting your arm around her, you're polarizing her. These are never wrong moves if they're honest expressions of yourself. Though polarization invites some rejection, many women respond warmly to men who desire them and demonstrate high status behavior. The most polarizing men are often flooded with dating opportunities. Success with women requires embracing rejection as an essential part of the process. The most successful men with women have been rejected countless times. Rejection becomes insignificant once you've experienced enough of it. Men fear rejection because they operate on others' truths rather than their own. When you're aware of your own desires and values, rejection becomes a time saver, quickly filtering out incompatible women. Dating is fundamentally a numbers game. Out of 1,000 random women in your city, you might find only 250 physically attractive enough to pursue. Of those, perhaps 125 are available, and only 50 would be interested in dating you even if you present yourself well. Of those 50 women with mutual attraction, about 20 will be duds you don't click with, and another 20 will prove incompatible after a few dates. This leaves just 10 women with serious relationship potential. The catch? You have to go out and find them. It's a treasure hunt. While 95% of places you look will yield nothing, each miss provides clues about where to look next. What stops most men is taking rejection personally, when in reality, you're going to miss 95% of shots regardless. The key is taking more shots and learning from each miss. The moment you realize that 90% of picking up women has nothing to do with you is when you're free to pursue what you want without fear. Dating involves countless circumstances outside your control. She's visiting from out of town, just reconciled with her boyfriend, or simply having a bad day. Instead of thinking, "I hope she likes me," think, "I wonder what she's like." Instead of fearing rejection, be curious about whether you'll have an adventure together. Whether she falls for you instantly or throws a drink in your face, you've succeeded by discovering the truth. Successful dating requires mastering three fundamental areas: honest living, creating an attractive lifestyle, honest action, overcoming fears and anxiety, and honest communication, mastering emotional expression. Most men have natural strengths in one fundamental and weaknesses in others, determining not just quantity but types of results with women. A man with great lifestyle but poor action and communication will be surrounded by beautiful women but never connect with them. A fearless man with poor lifestyle and communication will hook up with many women but with poor quality and efficiency. A man with great communication but fear and poor lifestyle will rarely meet women but capitalize on rare opportunities. The fundamentals are interdependent. Improving one can indirectly help others. Most men fall into one of two categories: anxious men, good at expression but fearful of action, or socially disconnected men, fearless but oblivious to social cues. The ideal is becoming socially connected and fearless while building an attractive lifestyle. Demographics, the context in which you meet women, is largely ignored by dating advice, despite being crucial. The principle is simple: like attracts like. A successful professional who enjoys fine wine and dresses well will naturally attract similarly educated women with similar interests. When demographics don't match, friction occurs that prevents attraction from developing further. By focusing on meeting women in situations where they likely share your values and interests, you'll experience higher success rates and meet more compatible women. Meeting women through activities you genuinely enjoy, whether travel groups, dance classes, volunteering, or educational courses, creates natural connections. This section challenges the male assumption that women judge attractiveness the same way men do. While men focus on physical features in women, women evaluate men on multiple factors beyond just physical measurements. The distinction between being good-looking, genetic, versus handsome, achievable through effort, is crucial. Any man can become handsome with proper investment. Fashion is one of the two critical F's for male attractiveness. Many men resist fashion as gay or unmasculine, but studies show women judge men's physical attractiveness primarily through clothes, grooming, and body language. Five essential fashion rules include: wear clothes that fit properly, most men wear clothes too big, match colors correctly, belt should match shoes, socks should match pants or shoes, choose colors that complement your skin tone, accessorize strategically, and dress congruently with your personality. Fitness is divided into three essential components: weightlifting, nutrition, and cardio, in order of importance. For transforming your body, weightlifting is non-negotiable, requiring compound exercises like squats, bench press, and deadlifts that work multiple muscle groups simultaneously. Nutrition is the most critical factor, requiring calorie counting and avoiding fast food, dressings, fried foods, bad carbs, soda, and alcohol, while emphasizing lean proteins and good fats. Body language accounts for nearly 90% of communication and can dramatically improve attractiveness. The proper posture requires shoulders back, creating a straight line from neck to shoulder, chin 90 degrees with your neck, eyes looking straight ahead, feet shoulder width apart, pointing straight or slightly outward, and a natural walking swagger with slight shoulder movement and arm swing. Surprisingly, research shows a deep voice is the sexiest male physical feature. Men have two voices, a nasal head voice and a deeper chest voice from the diaphragm. To develop an attractive voice, practice speaking from your chest, speak more slowly than you think necessary, increase your volume substantially, and eliminate verbal fillers like and like from your speech. Our internal narratives often prevent us from taking action with women. These psychological barriers change form over time. Anxiety morphs into apathy, which morphs into arrogance. Everyone has their own defense mechanisms and stories they tell themselves to maintain emotional inertia and avoid vulnerability. Common defense patterns include the blame game, attributing failure to external factors, apathy and avoidance, convincing yourself you don't care, and intellectualizing, studying instead of taking action. Breaking these patterns requires self-awareness, setting concrete goals, and accountability through sharing your fears with others. Taking responsibility is essential to growth. When we blame external factors for our failures with women, we're adopting a victim mentality. Men often make sweeping generalizations. All women in my city are cold, or American women are too individualistic, to avoid responsibility for their shortcomings. This is absurd when you consider the numbers. Can millions of women really all be defective? We stereotype to manage information overload, but these mental shortcuts often harm more than help. While stereotypes occasionally contain kernels of truth, they're riddled with exceptions and ultimately serve as defense mechanisms that prevent personal growth. When you decide club girls are bitches or white girls don't like Asians, you absolve yourself of responsibility for improving. Many men struggle with motivation to pursue real women, particularly in the age of internet pornography. The instant gratification of porn, always available, featuring idealized women who never reject you, creates an epidemic of apathy toward real-life dating. This convenience comes with serious downsides. Porn establishes unrealistic expectations about sex, women's bodies, and intimacy. It also encourages frequent masturbation, which depletes hormones and motivation. The biggest misconception about anxiety with women is thinking fear should be eliminated completely. Fear is never eliminated, it's eased and adapted. Even after approaching thousands of women, experienced men still get nervous. The difference is their relationship with that anxiety. They're no longer needy or heavily invested in women's perceptions. The key is building competence through incremental, high-volume exposure rather than extreme single exposures. Instead of the throw-you-into-the-deep-end approach many dating coaches recommend, start with simple, low-intensity interactions repeated many times. Ask women for the time, then gradually increase difficulty, asking how their day is going, adding personal questions, and eventually expressing attraction and asking for dates. Focus on one skill at a time rather than overwhelming yourself with multiple challenges. Once you master approaching, move to expressing interest, then physical escalation. This method works remarkably quickly. Men who've never approached women can start getting coffee dates within days using these principles. Courage is built like a muscle. It's taking action despite fear, while discipline is acting against laziness. The more courage you develop, the more capable you become of bold actions that require vulnerability and destroy neediness. Bold actions create stronger attraction by polarizing responses. While asking for the time barely polarizes women, asking for dates or going for unexpected kisses will get either enthusiastic acceptance or clear rejection. This is why men should always err on the side of aggression, choosing the bolder action rather than waiting for safer opportunities that may never come. However, boldness must be paired with social awareness. You must acknowledge when you're breaking social norms. Without this awareness, bold actions come across as socially oblivious rather than confident. When doing something unusual, approaching in strange locations, inviting someone out immediately after meeting, acknowledge it. This is kind of random, but I thought you were cute and wanted to meet you. Men and women communicate differently. Men mostly through facts, stories, and data, while women communicate more in feelings and intentions. This is subcommunication, where women pay attention to the intention beneath what's said rather than just the words themselves. This explains why women might seem contradictory to men and why men often label women as crazy or irrational while women feel men are cold or don't listen. When approaching women, your intentions matter far more than your actual words. A man with needy intentions will be unattractive regardless of his lines, while a man with non-needy intentions can say almost anything and be attractive. This is why pickup lines often fail. Women hear the desperate intention beneath the words. Flirting combines teasing and leading, which often intertwine in practice. Leading is more subtle but more powerful than teasing. It breaks rapport by inviting her to comply with actions you take, like moving her somewhere, touching her, or making statements of sexual interest. These methods create a dynamic where you appear less invested through teasing or leading, while she becomes more invested through qualifying herself or complying. Emotional connection, often overlooked by men focused on physical conquests, is proportional to your self-awareness of your own emotional processes. This vulnerability allows women to know the real you and open themselves emotionally. This pattern mirrors romance novels, the female version of porn, where strong, high-status men slowly reveal their vulnerable side, creating powerful attraction. Creating emotional connections requires becoming aware of your own emotions and motivations, taking the lead by sharing them first, creating trust that encourages her to reciprocate, and progressively sharing deeper personal stories. Rather than simply stating facts, I like Jay-Z, share the emotional significance. Jay-Z reminds me of my brother who drove me to school when my dad was too busy. First impressions are crucial. Studies show we form lasting perceptions within minutes of meeting someone. The biggest misconception is obsessing over what to say. Your words matter far less than how you present yourself, your level of neediness, and communication clarity. Simply introduce yourself directly when in doubt. Avoid lingering or hovering, and always smile, stand tall, speak clearly, and maintain strong eye contact. Effective conversation skills include using statements rather than questions, which prevents awkward blanking moments. When conversation dies, simply make an observation or comment rather than asking generic questions. Speaking in statements forces you to share yourself, building trust and rapport. When done effectively, the woman will begin asking you questions, reorienting the interaction and giving you control of the conversation. Humor ranks consistently as one of the most attractive qualities in men. A man who laughs easily at himself and the world demonstrates low neediness, while someone overly serious appears heavily invested in others' perceptions. The specific type of humor matters less than having one. Focus on what personally amuses you rather than trying to craft jokes specifically for women. Physical escalation is the most crucial element determining success with women. Being comfortable initiating touch early and consistently will give you more options than any other skill. Even men with awkward conversation skills but strong physical assertiveness can succeed with attractive women. The primary reason physical touch works is that women's biggest arousal trigger is feeling desired. Most men drastically misjudge when a woman is ready to be kissed. If you think you can kiss her, you probably could have 10 minutes ago. It's better to attempt a kiss and face rejection than miss the opportunity entirely. After successfully kissing, a woman is typically ready to go home with you if two conditions are met. You kiss well enough to arouse her, and she feels safe with you. Throughout this journey, we've discovered that attraction comes from women perceiving a lack of neediness and sense of security in men. This emerges from having stronger investment in oneself than in others' perceptions, which communicates dependability, confidence, and high status. Counterintuitively, showing vulnerability, both emotional and in action, leads to higher self-investment and diminishes neediness. This allows clearer, more direct self-expression that polarizes women's reactions. You'll face more rejection, but also attract women more strongly. When you inevitably hit difficult moments in your journey, remember this phrase, "What if it was a gift?" Whatever happens, no matter how bad, try to find the blessing in it. An ex-girlfriend's betrayal might have put you on this path of self-improvement, freeing you from a relationship full of deceit. A harsh rejection might steal you to become more confident. Even tragedy can bring gifts, like when the author's friend drowned before his eyes at 19, giving him a keen awareness of life's transience and pushing him to take risks and express himself authentically. Because sooner or later, this all disappears. So make the most of your time here. Life rewards you. It gives you gifts every day. Are you going to accept them?